Welcome to Tough Love, your weekly agony aunt show that's not for the faint-hearted, with your host, Auntie Irene from thevisiblewoman.com.
Welcome to week two of my podcast. And here I am, agony aunt, Tough Love. So let's see what's in the post bag. Oh, here's Marlon. Marlon's having difficulty coping with the fact that her long-term boyfriend seems to be pulling back from making a commitment. Well, Marlon, what can I say? You've actually done all that I would have suggested. You've told him how you're feeling. You've told him about what's happening, the effect on you. You can't get any reason from him as to why. Maybe, Marlon, and you're not going to like this. You just have to realise that he doesn't fancy you. He doesn't want to be in a relationship with you anymore. You've been together such a long time, and maybe it's the boredom of habit and convenience, and he's not got the courage to end it. He wants you to do it. I know it's hard to take in, and maybe the truth for you to consider. He no longer fancies you. Bye-bye, Marlon. So that was my response coming from Tough Love. Opening up my post bag, let's see what the next one is. Oh, Anne, I can relate to this one. So here I go. Anne's husband is driving her up the wall. My response is, I'm totally with you when you say that your husband seems to be on another planet, drives you up the wall and causes you at times to want to hit him. Men. Nope. You're right. They don't always listen, can't find anything that's actually right in front of them. They only focus on what they want to focus on. They forget about important occasions like your birthday, for example. So let's see, what choices do you have? You could leave him. You could sit down quietly and say that you need his help to find a solution. You can thank him properly every time he actually does whatever it was that he does do. You can carry on doing everything just as usual. Don't bother changing anything. Oh, you could withdraw sex as a form of punishment. I don't think he'd like that. You could do whatever it is that he doesn't want to do and see what happens. You could remove yourself from the situation, for example, go for a walk or a drive or go into another room. Just remove yourself from the situation. Maybe you could beat the hell out of the duvet, then take a few deep breaths and laugh. It's called being in a relationship that requires a lot of give and take. And yes, I know some people take more than others. I'm just wondering, after trying any or all of the above choices that I've told you about, if there may be something more going on for you. So it would be good for you to speak to someone outside of your familiar circle. Good luck with whatever it is that you decide to do. Oh, let's see. Here's the next one. So this is the last one for today. Jane wants some advice on her drinking, as she's been told that maybe she's drinking too much, and yet her friends and family are saying, no, you're becoming a binge drinker. So let's see, Jane. My advice to you is, it's not a good thing, not a good idea at all to binge drink at your outings, your celebrations, because you feel that it's okay, because you normally don't drink much in between. And yet, you need to take a day or two to recover. And that might be a message to yourself that you're not listening to. and even seeing that your family are covering the drink in the cupboard, hiding it away. Another message there. I would say take responsibility for your actions. It's not a really good idea for your children to see the hysteria and stress that arises from not being able to get up in the morning and get them to school. You might want to speak to your GP or Google alcohol dependency groups, as you definitely are a binge drinker. My final response is, take responsibility, Jane. Be grown up. So there you are. That's the end of my three answers to the questions in my post bag. I look forward to speaking with you next week. If any of you have any problems or issues you want me to deal with over my podcast, contact me via my website, thevisiblewoman.com. Bye from your tough love, Agony Aunt.